Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Well, hey, everybody, I'm George Adair. Thanks for joining us today. I am your guest host for Mike Kelly. You know, he does this show every Sunday for the last, five decades or so, Joe? Something like that. Well, anyways, Mike was nice enough to invite me into the studio today to help him out because he's doing what he loves to do every year, which is go to the Monterey Jazz Festival. I think he's been doing that for a little while now, hasn't he, Joe? And so he asked
me to 5 to 10 years is what he said.
How many?
5 to 10.
5 to 10. Like that's a big range.
Yeah.
That's a big range. But
that's as close as I can come on a Sunday morning.
Thanks for zeroing in. And also, folks, I don't know if you caught at the top of the hour, but Joe was telling us about this evacuations in Monterey. Joe, some pretty scary stuff going out there.
Yes, apparently there's a significant gas leak. That's what they're calling it.
Okay.
Sonoma County Sheriff's has ordered a mandatory evacuation for the El Rancho Way and Highway 116 area in Monterey. That's businesses, homes, the whole bit. Utility companies are there to fix the problem. We'll keep you updated when we get more.
We'll keep you updated. Look out for your Nixle alerts. I know a lot of folks out in Monterey probably aren't getting Nixle alerts. You know, there's some folks that are a little off-grid. And, you know, so if you know someone that lives out there, make sure that they're aware of the dangers that's happening. Listen to law enforcement and get yourselves out of there. Well, folks, this is going to be a fun show. Again, I'm George Adair. And for those of you who don't know, I also host a show in the Ask the Expert series here for KSRO. My show is on Wednesdays at noon. So if you like the flavor of today's show and you want to hear a little bit more insight on what's happening in the lending world, that's when you can tune in to me. But Mike Kelly, you know, if you don't know this, Mike Kelly's been doing this for 40 years. I know that because it's been since 1978. And well, folks, that was the year I was born. So thanks, Mike. Now, fortunately, I've been doing this good part almost two decades myself. So I've got some expertise to glean into the show. But, you know, I wanted to talk about Mike for a little bit because he probably doesn't talk about himself nearly enough. But Mike is one of the biggest contributors to this area's real estate market, not only in practice of real estate, but he also is a major mentor to a lot of realtors in the community. You know, every Tuesday morning, we have what's called the morning marketing meeting for the MLS listings that come out. And the realtors get together and they talk about what's happening in the marketplace. They talk about what's happening in the world of real estate. Well, Mike hosts that show. So he grabs the microphone and he walks around. He cuts people off if they talk more than 12 seconds about their listings. But he also always makes sure that we have great guests at that meeting. So, you know, Mike is really an industry standard here in Sonoma County. And folks, if you want to work with the best, Mike Kelly, you can always call him at 707-322-8503. Again, 707-322-8503. You'll find him up there with the group at Keller Williams in Santa Rosa, and just a really solid guy who, although he's been doing this for so long, he's still right into it. He's got, I think, 4 or 5 active listings right now. You can find it on his website. And he's also using the best technology. So I think he talks about using drones and everything else. We're going to talk a little bit about technology and lending in just a little bit. And then later in the show, we'll be joined by Keith Becker. He's the owner, president of Didi's Rentals, which is, as far as I know, one of the largest rental companies, if not the property management companies in Sonoma County. And Didi's Rentals has been around a long time, and Keith is going to talk with us about what's happening in California with regards to Proposition 10. If you haven't heard about Proposition 10, you absolutely need to listen to this show, and he'll be joining us in just a little bit. But Prop 10, just to give you a little bit of a taste, is going to really impact the investment and rental housing market for people in California to the point where people might leave California if it passes. And I mean, property owners, rentals managers, they've seen this on the wall that rent control and other things that Proposition 10 is going to invite is going to be a major impact. So stick around for that part of the show. It'll be in just a little bit. And I will take calls. It's something I haven't done for a while. But if you're so inclined to give us a call, you can reach us in the studio live at 707-636-1350. Call KSRO Studio at 707-636-1350. For those of you who are just joining us, I'm George Adair, and I work for a little company called Bay Equity Home Loans. We're not that little. We're 20th. One about 20th, I think it is, the largest lender in the country. But we do have a local presence. And if you have any questions about lending or real estate, and I'm also a real estate broker. I've done a lot of real estate transactions in my day as well. Call us at 636-1350. And if we don't get a lot of calls, that's okay. We'll just talk. We'll talk about what I know best, which is lending and real estate. So I wanted to just kind of jump right in. I was thinking about what should I talk about on the show today? And then I get this email from Mike talking about buyer strategy. You know, we're having a change of the seasons. You know, Joe, it's not just getting colder out and windier out. It's actually, there's a change in the mortgage and real estate seasons. Interest rates are starting to climb. We're seeing rates go back up to the 7-year high. That was just announced last week, 7-year high. Oh my God, we're at 4.875%. Really, folks, Mike would be laughing at me. He probably is down there in Monterey at the Jazz Festival. The reality of today's interest rates is, you know, back in 1981 when I was 3 and Mike was doing transactions, the rates were 18-19%, and it was ridiculous. I mean, the cost of financing was unbearable. Well, today we're approaching the 5% mark. You'll be okay. I got a mortgage 7 years ago on one of our properties, and it was 4.875. So it's okay. We'll survive that change of the season. But the other change of the season that Mike really focuses on is the shift from a seller's market to a buyer's market. What does that mean? Seller's market, buyer's market. We read headlines all the time about that. Grabs our attention. But do you really know what it means? Well, what it means is that the sellers in a seller's market have the advantage of commanding higher prices, shorter closing time frames. They're going to pay less closing costs. In a buyer's market, maybe the buyers are controlling the transaction. Maybe they're jumping in and having an impact on that good old economics 101 supply and demand curve price. Basically, when buyers are in control, it affects the price that they pay. It affects the closing costs they pay. I mean, if you think about it, folks, if there's more buyers than there are sellers, well, then the sellers win because they can get multiple offers. They can shoot this really nasty counteroffer called highest and best, which is really just a nasty thing for buyers where they don't know. They think they gave their best offer and someone comes back to them and says, oh, actually, we got 3 really good offers. We want you to give us your best and then we're going to pick it from there. Those days are gone, folks. I'd be shocked to see highest and best go out in the next six months to a year in this marketplace. So what does a buyer do? Change of the seasons. Well, one of the things Mike was talking about is ask for closing costs. Whoa, this is a genius concept. Well, not really. It just hasn't happened in the last 5 years. What's happened is sellers put it on the buyers to cover a majority of the closing costs. Or in Sonoma County, what's very typical is the buyer pays all the title and escrow fees, and the seller only paid the transfer tax. Well, let's throw something new out there. If you're a buyer and you're making an offer on a house that's been on the market for 30 or 45 days, maybe that seller's going to be a little more eager to sell to you, right? But you need an aggressive agent. You need a guy like Mike Kelly at Keller Williams, of course, the normal host of this show. And what you need him to do is put together an offer that has a seller maybe paying a little bit of the closing costs. I don't know. Maybe you split the title and escrow fees, at least the escrow fees. Maybe you ask for a credit. And that's where the financing part comes into play. So if you're that buyer and you're sitting here going, I want to win the offer. I really love this house. I've been waiting the past year for home prices to settle down. You got to start with a great agent. There's that. First off, you're not going to win unless you have a great agent. I've been doing this in this town for a long time, and I can tell you there's thousands and thousands of agents. And did you know, here's an interesting fact. Joe, only 50% of real estate agents in California closed a deal in the last 12 months. That's half. Half of the agents didn't do any business in the last year. So if you're a buyer, you don't want to work with that agent. You don't want to work with Uncle Larry, who got his real estate license, but he's also got a full-time job doing something else, you know, running his pet cleaning business. You want to work with a real estate agent that's a professional. And if you don't, you're going to lose out because the listing agents, they're looking at what the quality of that offer is. And in part of that is the agent representing the offer. So if you're not in line with the lock and step with the right agent, well, then you're in real trouble. Joe, are we going to a break here?
Anytime.
Anytime. Well, folks, we're going to go to a break. We're going to come back out so I can drink some coffee. Here it is. Thanks for joining us. We're on Facebook Live, if you didn't know. I'm George Adair, guest hosting. Why do I keep calling a co-host? Guest hosting for Mike Kelly and the Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
As much as I like Che and Colin Jost on Saturday Night Live, I just didn't think they did that great of a job. I think they were out of their element.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Well, not really. I'm George Adair. Mike is taking some much-needed and great time off. He's down at the Monterey Jazz Festival, so hopefully he's listening to us still. And if you are, hey, Mike, thanks. Hope you're having a good time. I am George Adair. I do my own show every Wednesday on KSRO as part of the Ask the Expert series called On Air with George Adair. So if you like the flavor of today's show, hey, come on over and check me out on Wednesdays at noon as well. And if you missed parts of today's show, you can always check out Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour at KSRO.com. And, of course, Mike's bio is there. It's really long. It's like he's done a lot of things in this business. So if you want to work with an expert, that's Mike Kelly, Keller Williams, of course. And he'll be back next Sunday to host the show from 9 to 10. If you ever are looking for a great realtor to work with, I can personally endorse Mike Kelly. You can call him at 707-322-8503, 322-8503. The reason I can... And Julie, I don't know if you know this, but I actually bought my current home that our family lives in from Mike. He was having
so
an open.
So you're a happy client.
I'm a happy customer.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, definitely. Sorry about that. I had to move my mic. So the experience I had with Mike was tremendous because, well, I'm a real estate broker, so I was able to represent myself. But Mike had this house listed in Windsor, and my son decided to go for a little bike ride and around the neighborhood, and a couple miles up the street was this house listed. And he came back and told us about it. So Mike had it, and we had a great transaction. I can tell you personally that Mike is really good at what he does, and he's been doing this for 40 years, folks. So if you want to work with the best, give him a call. So, folks, we are taking a couple calls here. If you want to call us in, we're at 707-636-1350, 636-1350. I'm a mortgage guy. Now, I do have a real estate broker's license, but I don't really practice real estate except for my own personal stuff. So we are taking calls. If you got someone, looks like we are going to be joined by Deborah in Santa Rosa. She's got a question about rent control. Well, Deborah, you are calling in at a good time because soon we're going to have Keith Becker from Didi's Properties to address all these questions. But what can I do for you today? I hear a football game on in the background. Deborah, did we lose you? Okay, well, maybe Deborah can call back. If you want to be on the air with us live at 636-1350, you certainly can. Did we get her back?
No, I can't hear you.
Oh, well, I hear you. Deborah, are you there?
Listen.
No? Okay. Well,
there's
we're just
a game in the background.
Ah, there's a game in the background. What is that? Joe, are you watching football already?
Yeah, something sideways.
I think Joe's watching football on the side, Deborah.
Well, I hear you fine on the radio, but I can't hear you on the phone.
Well, I hear you, and I know we have a little delay, so let's go ahead and get your question, and then we'll all go ahead and answer it.
Okay, so I'm going to listen. Goodness gracious. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just talk from the phone, but I'll listen to you on the radio. How's that?
Sounds great. What's your question, Deborah? Let's give it a shot.
Okay, well, I wanted to talk about rent control because we are property owners and we own small buildings, and I do get quite a few trade journals. And I'm looking at association news for apartment owners, and I've been reading and following this story of these groups that are literally converging in various cities to bully and literally harass small owners of buildings over rent control. Because certainly, as I know you can appreciate, when you buy a small building at market value and you want to do some upgrades, it requires that you increase rents. And while tenants appreciate fixing up buildings and bringing them back up to more livable and desirable condition, they are then, of course, upset when the rents have to go up. And when you're in current market rates with the new purchase, you have no choice but to increase rents. So what's happening is there has been a systematic number of groups set up around the country that are literally bullying these property owners when they increase rents. And they're paying the rents when they're increased when they live in those buildings because they appreciate that refurbishment. But I then found out about resilient cities and how that links in to all of what we're seeing happening with these rent controls and these districts that are occurring. And it's really very ominous when you look at what the underpinnings of this strange occurrence that we seem to be having with less affordability. We certainly look at all the homelessness around here, and this all ties together. It's all tied together. And when we, of course, go to the city and we hear about all the daunting, as a builder, we've been a builder for over 30 years, it takes us a number of years to get a project in and get it built. And with all of the rigors and requirements of the green energy and et cetera, et cetera. And we just can't build affordable housing. And we've tried. We've built some moderate income housing in our career.
Right.
But I can appreciate the fact that there's a problem with keeping roofs over people's heads. Because when you look at the resilient plans that you can just type in your name of your city, followed by resilient plan anywhere where you live, you're going to see that it's not possible to build affordability. And we're going to have conflict now between people that are falling out of housing. And it's happening not only here in Santa Rosa, but all over the country. And, of course, I'm seeing it globally because I have friends that live in other areas of the world.
Yeah.
This is a massive global problem. And I'm just concerned that we haven't been talking about the larger picture here.
Yeah.
And what's really behind all of this displacement and the haves and have-nots.
Well, Deborah, I really appreciate your comments, and that was a nice narrative, actually, of what you're seeing out there and hearing out there. I think that I'm going to sort of let some of that be because I'm frankly I'm not sure where we're headed with the housing crisis that people are experiencing on both sides of this, and I think that there's government influence that's going to affect the decisions that property owners and builders make and the decisions that people in a community choose in picking the community they want to live in. We have a huge exodus of people leaving Sonoma County because they simply can't afford to live here. There's going to be a lot of responses to that. There's a lot of local and state government responses to that. There's a lot of advocacy groups out there that are responding to that. It's a frustrating time for a lot of people. This community really needs to be scared of the exodus of people that can't afford to live here. And I don't know that the solution can be easily solved with just passing propositions or with groups out there bullying politicians or lobbying politicians or bullying property managers and owners into doing what they want. I don't know what the solution is, but I do appreciate your call on that. So, you know, folks, if you do want to call, I think we're having a tech issue. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run us into a commercial break early. And I'm George Adair. You're tuning in today with me, but this is normally Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back in just a moment.
This is nice.
I was hoping you'd like it. It's my special
recipe. I'm sorry, sir, but it appears as though your credit card has been declined.
Did everyone hear that? This person right here, credit card declined. Oh. If we can please have an awkward silence the next 10 seconds.
Whoa, what's with the megaphone?
Just trying to properly illustrate your embarrassment and humiliation to the public, sir.
What?
If everyone could start mumbling and shaking their heads. Nice, ma'am, I like that with the pointing. He's shaking like a leaf. Good job.
Hey, buddy, please, I'm with a date here. Look, so I'm late on a few payments. I'll make it up next month. Promise.
Mm-hmm. He promises to pay it all back next month. Can we have an aww?
Aww.
Don't worry, Adam. It happens to everybody. This has no effect on our date whatsoever.
Really?
Yes, really. There just won't be another one. See ya.
And she's off.
Wait, come back. I have other cards. I have other restaurants.
Putting more on your card than you can afford to spend can lead to even bigger problems, like public humiliation. Don't let your credit put you in a bad place. Go to controlyourcredit.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Treasury and the Ad Council.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Well, not necessarily, Mike. Today you get George Adair, and I'm part of the Ask the Expert team here at KSRO. I love KSRO's efforts for the last several years to bring us members of the community, some of us in the business community, others in other elements of the community, to talk about what we know best. And, well, Mike Kelly knows real estate, that's for sure. But if you like the flavor of the show, you can always catch me on Wednesdays at noon and see all the lineup of the experts on KSRO at KSRO.com. So we're talking today a little bit about the strategies of the season. We're also talking about what's happening in rent control. You know, one of the things that I want folks to realize is that as a buyer, you control the deal today. So work with a really good expert like Mike Kelly. You can call him at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503, and he'll help you out. Folks, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
London police say a man has been arrested at the visitor's entrance to Buckingham Palace carrying a firearm, a suspected stun gun, adding that he's being questioned. U.S. farmers will soon get government checks as part of a billion-dollar bailout for growers under financial strain from President Trump's trade war with China. Some growers say with the November election nearing, the situation could potentially affect their vote. Tentative plans are that both the woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault and the nominee will testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee Thursday. ABC's David Wright.
The last line of this email from Dr. Ford's lawyers says, let us know when we can resume negotiations. So it looks very likely that this hearing will take place, but things could still happen that could scupper it.
People from dozens of homes north of Los Angeles are evacuated because of a fast-growing wildfire. In past hours, fire officials say containment is increased to 10%. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Temperatures rising a bit after today. Today, partly cloudy at 80 degrees, 68 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 47, 48 on the shores. Monday, blue skies at 87, 74 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, clear skies at 92, 78 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Well, today you get me. I'm George Adair. Mike Kelly's having some fun. I think he's shaking his booty down there at the Jazz Festival in Monterey. Hope you're having fun down there, Mike. We're having a little tech issues. Sorry, folks. Thanks for hanging with us for a little bit. The show, of course, runs from 9 to 10, so we're going to be finishing off, getting to the top of the hour. But we've got a really great guest. He's going to be joining me in just a moment. I think we're going to hold the calls for now. So because this guest is he's got a lot of really great information. Of course, he is Keith Becker. Keith Becker with DD Properties. Hey, Keith, thanks for joining us today. How are you this morning?
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, we connected. I was a little worried. So we're live. Give me a little confirmation you're hearing me.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, I know that I was listening earlier with the woman who called in, and she was expressing that there were some technical difficulties. I seem to be hearing you from one of the other microphones. So while I can hear you speaking, it's not necessarily real loud or real clear, but that's okay.
Okay.
Because we're talking about Prop 10 and exactly what it means. Now, we're still a little bit less than 2 months out from Election Day. And if you haven't heard about Prop 10, you will be hearing a great deal more about it because this is a really, really serious issue that is going to be affecting anybody who is presently or might in the future consider being an investment buyer in Santa Rosa, in Sonoma County, heck, anywhere in California.
Yeah. Prop 10 is big news now. You and I talked back in August about it. It was about 5 weeks ago, and we're just starting to dabble in it in the news area, and now it's starting to become a headliner, right?
It's starting to get some traction as far as being brought to people's attention.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you what Prop 10 doesn't do. Actually, Prop 10 itself does not mandate or require or make anything happen.
Yeah.
What it is basically it gives permission to allow certain really ugly things to happen.
Yeah.
Meaning, Prop 10 reverses. The intention of Prop 10 is to reverse Costa-Hawkins. Costa-Hawkins is a law. Forgive me because we start to get really wonky here. Costa-Hawkins is a law that was passed in 1995 which limits the allowance to institute rent control on different types of structures, residential structures, throughout California. And in broad strokes, it indicates, Costa-Hawkins said, you cannot pass rent control on single-family residences, on condominiums, and you cannot pass rent control on any property built after 1995. Furthermore, it also says, even if you do have rent control on a particular unit, when your tenant vacates that unit, you as the owner, as the housing provider, are permitted to, at that point, reset the rent on that property to market value.
Mm, yeah,
that's
right.
What Costa-Hawkins did in 1995.
And so, Keith, if I can jump in, Keith, if I can jump in real quick, just to keep this at sort of a surface level so folks can stay keep along with you. If you're just joining us, Keith Becker with DD Rentals, of course, is an expert on property management and rentals. And he's been paying real close attention to Proposition 10, which is on the ballot this year, this November, to talk to potentially repeal Costa-Hawkins. So as you were saying, Keith, if I may frame this a little bit in a different light so I can understand it too. This is not going to implement rent control, right? This is going
that
to is clear the way for municipalities, cities, local government to consider implementing rent control on homes that previously could not have had rent control because of Costa-Hawkins.
That is also correct. It doesn't. Prop 10 would not pass any rent control measures in and of itself. Prop 10 would not, this doesn't mean rent control is coming to California. It doesn't mean rent control is necessarily coming to Santa Rosa. What it does mean, however, is that this is sort of like giving a safe cracker a set of safe cracker keys and tools. You're giving them the tools to do something much more insidious than they might have been able to do so before.
Yeah. Well, then I think we clearly understand which side of it you're on with that comment.
You think?
Yeah. And I think that's important because your experience in this marketplace is really important. I mean, I think it, you know, perspective is important. And I know that there's, of course, I think you mentioned this in my show weeks ago. This really falls along party lines, right? So there's the folks that, of course, are advocating the passage of Prop 10 so that it opens the way for rent control. And those people seem to believe that rent control is good for cities and communities. And then there's the opposite side of people that are saying no to Proposition 10 because they feel that having rent control, which again, this doesn't implement, but gives the opportunity to implement, having rent control is bad. So as a professional, with someone who works with so many landlords and property owners that rent their homes and properties out, why do you feel that passing Proposition 10 would be bad for California and for Sonoma County, Santa Rosa?
Well, let's take it out of even the housing industry first and foremost. There is an insidious item in Prop 10, which basically is the allowance for what is effectively frivolous lawsuits. There is a clause within Prop 10 that basically says if anybody, homeowners, tenants, voters, if anybody challenges Prop 10 in court, the taxpayers will be responsible for paying the defendant lawyers for their costs to defend Prop 10 anywhere in the state, whether the defendant lawyers win or lose.
Huh. And you could expect that there's going to be a lot of litigation around something like Prop 10.
Undoubtedly.
So that could get real expensive.
And this has nothing to do with the housing industry itself.
Right.
It is specifically related to bad law.
Yeah, right. And so if you're just joining us, I've got Keith Becker. He is the owner of DD Rentals. And, of course, DD's has got a great reputation and been in helping both landlords and tenants come together in this community for a long time. But there's another side of it, Keith, which we've talked about before, which is you represent landlords when something goes wrong, right, or when they need assistance. Give us some examples today about how Prop 10 is going to impact the landlords if there was rent control implemented in Santa Rosa as a result of it?
Well, if you were talking earlier about the feared exodus of owners getting out of the market, the worry as it relates to Prop 10 and... Yeah, I said earlier that I don't want to get too wonky, but right. There are about 10,000 single-family residences as rentals in Santa Rosa, and this is, part of 190,000 housing units throughout Sonoma County. 10,000 single-family rentals. This is about 40% of the housing stock nationwide. The rental housing stock is single-family residents, mm-hmm. just about.
Yeah.
Okay, these owners, many of the owners of these single-family residents are people who own only one property beyond their primary residence. In other words, they are small investors,
yep.
and they own one single-family residence, and they rent that out as an investment.
And they probably, if I can, I think it's a really important distinction. There's a very negative connotation that high rents is the fault of rich landlords. That's just not the facts. The facts are you have folks that maybe lived in the house that they currently now offer as a rental, and they moved into another property, and they may be barely making ends meet themselves, right, Keith?
I represent predominantly owners who own just one residence, and they are almost without exception very diligent, very caring. They do care about their property. They care about the condition of the property. They care about their tenant. Let's come, however, to you have one owner who has one property, and the most recent incarnation of rent control that was proposed in Santa Rosa mm-hmm. would have required that if you as an owner want to get out of the industry, one, you could have to give your tenant as much as 6 months advance notice, in some instances as much as 12. You could find yourself having to pay the tenant up to 6 months' rent at present fair market rent. You start talking about today's rents at $2,500 a month and having to give a tenant $15,000 plus moving costs to have them move out of your property, and you own only one investment property. Where do you come up with that amount of money in order to be able to get away and get out of the business at some point in the future?
You don't. And what you're talking about,
single family owners,
yeah.
many small investors who are looking at the writing on the wall and saying, I don't want to be left holding the bag when the music ends.
Right, and so that scenario you just outlined were provisions built into the failed rent control attempt in Santa Rosa, and thank good it did fail. And there were lots of elements of that really that wouldn't have helped out the market anyways. There were plenty of economic studies on that, and there were pretty much there was really no good business sense in passing that, and it wasn't going to help enough people. Even the main person, I don't remember her name, was one of the initial predominant voices of passing rent control in Santa Rosa. It wouldn't even have helped her. And so we're going to go to a break, but Keith, I hope you'll stick around. I'm with Keith Becker of DD's Rentals. He's talking about Prop 10, issues regarding rent control. And of course, you are on live with me now, but this is typically Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. I'm George Adair, hosting in just for the day. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Smart board member Deb Fudge. We get the Windsor extension.
This is great news, not only for Windsor, but now Healdsburg and Cloverdale are getting excited for inching that train northward.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
I'm Brett Musburger, and this is the North Bay's home of the Oakland Raiders and the Golden State Warriors. KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Well, thanks for joining us. I'm George Adair, stepping in for Mike Kelly. His Real Estate Hour has been one of the longest running shows on KSRO. I learned that factoid when I had him on my show. If you like the flavor of today's show, you can always tune into my show Wednesdays at noon, and where I talk more about the lending side of the world. So today I'm joined, of course, if you've been listening, you can't miss some really great stuff here. We're talking about rent control matters that Proposition 10 could lead us into. Keith Becker, he's the owner broker for Didi's Rentals, really one of the most prominent. I think they do a great job. They've got a great reputation for helping landlords and tenants find each other, and then of course representing the rights of both parties. But ultimately, today we're talking about Proposition 10 because it's a real challenge and threat to the position landlords have and are holding in this place of no rent control today. But sure, invites the idea that rent control could hit us. So, Keith, where do we go from here?
Well, you're going to be hearing more about Prop 10, and the simple answer is, you know, when you hit the ballot and vote. I cannot express sincerely enough, this is a democracy. It doesn't work if you don't vote. Vote, and as far as it relates to Prop 10, vote no. That's where we go from here. Because if we find ourselves where, you know, Prop 10 comes out with a yes vote, and it is going to be up and down California, this is statewide, but if it does, it is going to change our market and our future, the future of development, the future of affordability, the future of, you know, the inventory that will be available for renters to live in California for, you know, years, if not generations.
So there's got to be a downside for the tenants of this community, people renting in this community, if there were provisions of rent control implemented. What are some of the negatives that may not be so obvious? You know, it sounds so great on paper. Oh, rent control, my rent won't go over a certain amount. But that could be bad when you look at the trickle-down of the economics, right?
If you have owners who do decide, you know what, I'm going to right now, here we are, it's September, and I don't want to be left holding the bag on November 7th when the vote is passed, and they decide now to get out of the market. It is already a very low vacancy factor. It is one of the most recent measurements I heard was basically we've got a 3.5% vacancy factor. Now, that is bigger than it was in some years past because we have gone as low as almost 1%, which is statistically full occupancy. It is increasing somewhat, but it's still very low. If you start talking tremendous number more properties being taken off the market, there's going to be nowhere for tenants to live.
Yeah.
And the artificial depression of rent values is going to basically put a greater struggle on tenants, because if you've got somebody who's living in a property and they've been living there for 10 years and the property on the open market would be worth, you know, $3,000, but they're paying $1,800, there's no motivation for them to move. So the inventory will, at one level, stagnate. At another level, the amount of inventory available is going to get smaller if this type of regulation passes.
Yeah.
If Prop 10 gets passed, plus cities start passing their own individual rent control moratoriums.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's a really great perspective. It's both sides of the issue. I certainly agree. I think Prop 10 is bad. There's just not the way to control the free markets of rent. Hey, we've got a caller. Her name is Karen. She's calling in from Sonoma. So hopefully, Keith, you'll be able to hear her. If not, I'll relay the... Oh, we lost her. No big deal. Oh, we lost Keith. Well, I'll take Karen's call. Go ahead. Okay, well, we're going to move on. So the whole issue with Proposition 10 is in summary, do we want the repealing of what is already existing law to protect landlords? And I think, in a way, protect tenants, because if you have an exodus of people from the real estate market, then of course, as investors, that could encourage slumlording. I mean, I've heard of, you know, you get these institutional property owners that come into a market where there's rent control, and maybe they don't take as good a care of the property. So, but we're joined back. Keith's coming on with us here, I think.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, Keith, sorry we lost you there. It's been a weird day with technology.
It's all good.
Hey, you know, we're...
I heard you mentioning the concern, the threat of slumlording, and honestly... While that's a threat, that is the least of my worries. Again, talking about my clients, talking about my owners, if they're going to be in this, they're in it for the long haul, and they're in it for the right reasons. They're not going to, nobody is using the threat that, you know, if you lock in my rents, I'm just not going to take care, you know, replace the water heater. That's, you know, nobody does that, but it is, yes, the numbers start pinching where owners do find themselves saying, how can I possibly afford to keep in this business?
Yeah.
And it is indeed a business.
It is a business.
An honorable business. Providing housing is a necessity for the entire community. So, you know, slumlording is not the greatest of my fears.
Yeah.
The greatest of my fears is people walking away from the industry.
You know, we don't have a slumlord problem here because we don't have really high density living, right? And there's not a lot of multifamily options for investors to own in this community. And I think that's why you said your experience is you have so many homes that are really just single family residences where that's probably the only rental somebody has. And I don't think we can forget that those owners are really just members of our community too. They're, like you said, they care about their tenants. They care about the property that they've been renting out. And in many cases, in my experience, those are move up homeowners that used to live in their rental that they now rent and share with somebody else. So implementing rent control provisions controls some of the decisions they would make and could be incredibly expensive and ultimately creates all kinds of problems for other tenants want to, of course, live in this community. You know, I want to talk, if we can, let's get a little bit away from Prop 10 now. I think we've done a pretty good job of beating that one up, and I hope people hear this show and heed our concerns. I want to talk a little bit about the opportunity, because let's assume Prop 10 doesn't go through. It's a great opportunity for investors right now, don't you think, Keith?
I think that what you're seeing, and yes, this is somewhat counterintuitive, and there are people who are getting out of the industry because of their fears. And it could very well be an opportunity for people who might be looking for new investments because the amount of inventory is increasing. You mentioned earlier in the show about offering below market price, negotiating for closing costs. And if, you know, in any time there's uncertainty, there's an opportunity for investors to benefit if you have a proper strategy.
Yeah.
And obviously, yes, this is one of those cases where you are going to take risks, but I think that there is a tremendous possibility because the amount of inventory available for sale is increasing and the values are stabilizing, if not diminishing slightly.
Yeah, I think your perspective is correct. And you know, I'm seeing also the cost of ownership is still relatively low when you consider interest rates and you consider, you know, the ability to cash flow because of a high rental market that we have here. People can get in and they can cash flow their properties. And with the new Trump tax plan that's been implemented for 2018 and beyond, it encourages real estate ownership. I mean, that's what my accountants told me. And, you know, there's an opportunity for real estate investors to leverage equity that they have and maybe even pick up a couple properties. It's really a good time to get into the investment market. That's my opinion.
It is still the Bay Area, California in general, Santa Rosa, they are all very expensive. And you were talking about the net outflow and the exodus. We lost a great number of people as a direct result of the fire. We have also seen, subsequent to that, in the, you know, 8 months since that time, a lot of tenants who were not directly affected by the fire, but who have also moved out. And when I say moved out, they haven't just left the home that they rented from us, but they have left Santa Rosa, they have left California, and they've gone to Kentucky and Georgia and Chicago.
Texas, big one.
There is somewhat of an exodus, and we as a community have to do what we can to hold on to the core of who we are as a community, and you know, make sure that we don't have a continued drain of population of our future. You know,
yeah.
The future, you know, the kids who live here.
The only thing I can think of as a real cure to this is to allow existing property owners, and there's already been some moves here, to add the granny units very easily, to increase density per parcel, to build higher density living. We don't need to get into the provisions of low income housing, but we should find ways to make housing more affordable as a community in the free market system, where we build more higher density housing, where maybe we do put more 2-4 unit homes on parcels, you know, with some space to do that. I think the barriers to entry and building in this community have got to get easier. Don't you see that as a solution, Keith?
Well, I am pleased. I am extraordinarily pleased with the City of Santa Rosa's building planning department and the expediency, and I say that as a compliment, not an insult, the expediency in terms of developing new housing and everything that they have done in the last 8 months. I am wildly impressed. I'm disappointed that we didn't see that same type of attitude for the 10 or 15 years previous, but there's nothing you can do about what came before that.
Yes.
All we can do now is basically say, we seem to be on the right track in terms of building
yep.
those granny units, those ADUs, higher density housing.
Yes.
And you know, we basically need to be all in.
Well, with that, Keith Becker, we are coming up to the end of the show. Raiders are coming on. They're playing in Miami, so we're going to have to go over to that and watch them, of course, and listen to them on KSRO. Keith Becker, if you want to reach Didi's Rentals, call them at 707-523-4500. I'm George Adair on the Real Estate Hour for Mike Kelly. He'll be back next Sunday. Thanks for joining us, and enjoy some football today, folks.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.